Many rural North Carolinians without health insurance rely on community health centers to get by. But the clinic in Warren County closed last year, and that affected thousands of people because patients from Vance, Franklin, and other nearby counties traveled there for care. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge begins a search to find out where residents have turned for health care.
The former Warren Community Health Clinic in Warrington sits empty and quiet across the parking lot from the County Health Department. It closed last year, forcing more than 4,000 people to find health care someplace else. That's easier said than done. Almost 90% of the patients who used the Warren Clinic couldn't pay and didn't have Medicare or Medicaid, forcing it to shut down. In this primary care desert, where doctors are few, I set out to find some of those former Warren Clinic patients and find out how they're getting health care now. One community gathering in Warrington that brings out a crowd is the annual African American Cultural Festival.
Everybody having a good time?
That's what we like to hear.
I needed to meet residents and find out who used to be a patient at the Warren Community Health Clinic. So my colleagues and I pitched a tent, served up some hot pulled turkey barbecue, and enjoyed the music. While passing out turkey, slaw, and lots of bottles of water, the questions began.
Have you ever been a patient at the Warren Community Health Clinic?
Yes, I have, for a couple of years.
A couple of years. Do you remember your last visit?
Arthur Pender of Warrington used to visit the Warren Community Health Clinic to treat his asthma. Most of the clinic's patients were treated for high blood pressure, diabetes, and asthma, and illnesses related to those ailments. Pender has a job now that provides health insurance and is being treated at Beckford Medical Center with offices in Warrington, Henderson, and Lewisburg.
Would you like to see the Warren Community Clinic reopen?
Greatly, and not just for myself.
Warren County has experienced decades of hardship and despair. The population sits at about 20,000 residents and has been shrinking over the past 5 years. More than half of the population is African American, like Pender. The Warren County poverty rate is 27.3%, more than 10 points higher than the overall state rate.
We need good news around here.
Sherman Johnson moved from Charlotte to Warrington for a job 40 years ago. Today he's 60 years old.
Do you have health care now?
No, I don't. I've changed jobs since then to another job that pays just as little money, and they don't offer health care. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm scouting around and hoping and praying that I don't just fall out.
Johnson's last few jobs did not offer health insurance, leaving him in a sticky, uncomfortable situation. He's not old enough yet for Medicare, and North Carolina opted not to expand Medicaid. Mary Somerville co-founded the Warren Community Health Clinic and was its executive director. She walked around the festival shaking hands and giving hugs, a lot of hugs.
How does it feel being out here today? Because I saw several people come up to you and hug you and say they remember you from the clinic, I know.
Yeah, and most of them asked like he did, y'all gonna be able to reopen, and I still have hope.
Our search continues for former patients at the clinic, which comes at a time when funding for community health centers is in jeopardy across the country. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
If you know of a former patient of the Warren Community Health Clinic in Warrington, email reporter Leonita Inge at linge@wunc.org.